In the last lesson, we discussed in detail the three things which we should take care of when enjoining good and forbidding evil. One was the having correct and true and sincere intention. Second, the message which you are conveying, that should be the truth as well. Not that you think something is right, or you have just heard from someone which has no basis, any story which you are basing something very important of deen on, it should not be a baseless, you can say, evidence. So, if a person is enjoining good, second, the material or the message he or she is giving should also be correct and based on truth, and the person should know the evidence of it at least. And thirdly, the method should be appropriate. And what is appropriate method? That's what we are going through, different aspects of the methodology which could be used, which was employed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are studying some of the hadith, some of the incidents which took place in the life of companions to learn the methodology. اور میں نے یہ بیان کیا تھا کہ سنت مستحبات which are acts which are done sometimes by رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور by companions, they are preferable acts liked by Sharia, but if anyone does not act upon them, they are not to be reprehended, they are not to be, you can say, criticized. So فرائض واجبات میں تو آپ کہہ سکتے ہیں, لیکن سنن مستحبات میں which are optional acts of Sharia, one could not criticize the other. And I also mentioned, yes, if you are a teacher, if you are a ustad or father, then you can ask your students about them to discipline them. But this rule is general public. You should not directly approach someone by merely criticizing them for leaving a mustahab. Now I will read a hadith to you, which explains that in little bit of detail, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal narrates and writes in his book Musnad, Imam Ahmad, that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man passed by a group of companions, people, and greeted them with salam, assalamu alaikum. And they returned the greeting. But when he had gone, one of them said, by Allah, I hate this man for the sake of Allah. I hate this man for Allah. The others present said, what a bad thing to say. By Allah, we are going to tell him, get up so and so. One of the people present, and they said to one of them, go and tell him. So one of them went to that man, that companion, and told him what had been said. Samajh aa rahi hai aapko? Are you understanding? Kisko samajh nahi aayi? Who have not understood? Up to now. The man which was accused or was spoken ill about, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to Allah's Messenger and he said, O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I passed by a group of Muslims and I greeted them and they greeted me. And when I was absent, when I left them, one of them caught up with me and told me that so and so had said that I hate this man for the sake of Allah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, call him and ask why he hates me. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him and asked him about what the man had said. As you see now, all of the companions are acting upon the teaching of Islam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is saying salam, others are answering. One is saying that I hate this man for the sake of Allah, because the companions were trained to hate and love for Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, mentioned another two qualities, and also said, whoever hates for Allah and loves for Allah, فَدِسْتَقْمَنَ iman, his iman has been completed. Another two qualities as well. So they were trained not to hate for personal reasons, and they were mentioned for Allah. So this man said, I hate this man for Allah. Now the other said, because they were also mentioned by Sharia, that one should not speak ill about the other brother. So they very straightforwardly said to him that you have said wrong thing, and we are going to tell him. The other man was told that such and such person has said this thing. This person did not come back to that majlis or that person and began disputing and quarreling and fighting with him. But he rather went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him. So this means that when sometimes you are confronted by someone and you know his teacher or his parents, it's better to approach someone who are responsible for them, or that person is accountable for them, rather than directly approaching. Why? There is no benefit in directly approaching, because that person is already has disagreed with you. That person is already against you. So you seeing him again will not solve anything. آپ اس سے ملنے سے کوئی فائدہ نہیں ہوگا, کیونکہ وہ تو پہلے ہی اس نے اپنا اختلاف بیان کر دیا ہے. اب اس کو تو دوبارہ کہیں گے تو فساد ہوگا. سو اٹ از بیٹر ٹو گو ٹو دا تھرڈ پرسن ہو ہی ریسپیکٹ ہو ہی آنر اینڈ ہی آلسو ول لسن ٹو اٹ. سو دیز آر مینی یو کین سے ایٹیکیٹس دیٹ کین بی لرنڈ, بٹ دا مین میسج وچ آئی وانٹ ٹو کنوے ٹو یو کمنگ اپ ناؤ, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کال دس مین and asked him about what the man has said. He admitted it and said, I did say that, Ya O Messenger of Allah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, why do you hate him? Aap kyun isse nafrat karte hain? Adhir Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi approach is that he did not directly say that I have heard you said spoken ill about this person and you are wrong, etc. No, first always you should ask explanation. Maybe something you don't know, and if it comes to your knowledge, your approach and your response will be different. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said gently, why do you hate him? He said, I am his neighbor and I know him very well. This is the reflection of the inner self of companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they are such trained that they don't keep anything in the heart. Not like me, that I would never say, I'll be so gentle and soft outwardly to people, saying salam and saying walikum salam and asking, and from inside I will have a dagger which I will be cutting all kinds of, you know, benefits or all kinds of things which actually belong to that person, trying to harm him in any way which I can, but not showing it to anyone or him. This is nifaq and this is a great sin. Of the hand of companion, this means that if you have anything against someone, we should go and straightforwardly say it. So companion never has he kept anything in their heart by hating this person. Plus, this also shows that they did not have any personal reason to hate anyone, but only for the sake of Allah. Now you will know what the companion said. He said, I am his neighbor and I know him very well. By Allah, I have never seen him pray except that the prize obligatory prescribed prayer, which everyone good and bad alike prays. Ab dekhe wo uske sath booth kar rahe hain, rakh rahe hain. But why? Because he is not praying other nafal prayers and he is praying prize prayer. So in actual fact, he wants that person to become more good, to benefit more, to become more close to God. He is not hating that he has stolen his money or he has possessed his property or there is another dispute of wealth or land or anything. Simple. That every good and bad prays for prize, and he does not pray any additional like tahajjud, awwabin, nawafil, extra nawafil, sunnat, nawafil jo hote hain. The man said, ask him, Ya Rasulullah, has he ever seen me delaying any prayer, or not doing wudu properly, or not doing ruku or sujood properly? He said, no. Then he said, by Allah, I have never seen him fast at all except this month, which everyone, good and bad, alike fast in month of Ramadan. So when one objection was covered, so he said, I have other objection to hate him as well, and think reason. Because he offers thrice fasting, the obligatory fast, but I have never seen him fasting the nafal fast. جو مستحب ہے جیسے منڈے کو یا آج روزہ رکھتے جو لوگوں نے جو میرا تھا. He answered, O Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has you ever seen me breaking my fast during the month of Ramadan or doing anything to invalidate my fast? Obviously he said no. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, he said no. Then he said, by Allah, I have never seen him giving to any needy person or spending any of his wealth for the sake of Allah except the farz zakah. So he does not give nafal sadqa bhi nahi deta hai. Na nafal namazain padhta hai. Na nafal roze rakhta hai. To is wajah se mujhe isse nafrat hai. I hate him for the sake, not for my personal reason, but for Allah. He said, ask him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, have I ever withheld any part of the zakah or kept it back from the one who asked for it? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, and he said, no. Ab answer, objection khatam ho gaye uski. Now the objection came to an end. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ke Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farmaya, یہ سب سن کے آئی ڈونٹ نو مے بی ہی از بیٹر دین یو. اب یہ چیز یہ ظاہر کرتی ہے جس آئی ہیو جس یو ہیو بین ٹوٹ دا ایٹیکیٹ دا فقہا. اب دیکھیں نا فقہا نے دے ڈونٹ گیٹ مسائل فرام نو ویئر, دے آر جسٹ سٹنگ اینڈ سم تھنگ گڈ کمز ان دیئر مائنڈ اینڈ دے جسٹ رائٹ اٹ ڈاؤن. وہ سارا ایویڈنس انہوں نے they through all the hadith they gather the evidence and then come, then maybe say one two sentence in which there is the backing of hundreds and hundreds of material. This is one of the hadith that nawafil and mustahbab one cannot object on the other, which I am just teaching you that very clear from the hadith. Rasulullah never said to that person, why you would not pray tahajjud, etc. But he said that this person, like many people do tabligh, and they are concerned about the isne ye khilaf kar diya sunnat. Yeah, be strict yourself, on yourself. Khud sunnat pe chalo, mustahab pe chalo. But don't apply this criteria to the other person, other person fried and wajibat, if he is violating, then you can counsel him and you can advise him. Mustahsis in a sunnat, like I mentioned, if someone puts left foot instead of right foot, ya bit mustahab amal hai, sunnat hai, so you should not approach that person in such a way. اور کسی نے کوئی مستحب چھوڑ دیا ہے, کوئی کھانا کھا رہا ہے, and he is sitting sometime in a way which is easy for him and he cannot sit, تو اس کو اس طرح دیکھنا, that person اس سے تہجد نہیں پڑھتا, this person یہ سنت کے مطابق مسجد سے نہیں نکلتا, this person does not sit according to sunnah, this person does not wear shoes according to sunnah, and this person does not do this. تو جو اس طرح کرتا رہے گا, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said maybe he is better than you, because now you, this person thinks that I am better, تب وہ دوسرے کو بہتر کرتا ہے, I am better because I am performing all these acts fully according to his ability, but the other person is not. So what is the danger? That he will see the good things of himself more than the other person, and that will lead him to self-likeness, and that will lead him to arrogance, meaning belittling the other person religiously, and this will in consequence ruin his own ibadat as well. اس کی اپنی عبادت بھی ختم ہو جائے گی. دیکھیں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا آئی ڈونٹ نو مے بی ہی از بیٹر دین یو, پروفیسر نیور کیٹیگوریکلی سیڈ ہی از بیٹر, دس مینز دیٹ ہاؤ مسٹیکن آر وی وین وی سے اباؤٹ ہی از بیٹر دین دیٹ پرسن, آئی ایم بیٹر دین دیٹ پرسن, پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا دیٹ ان اللہز نالج مے بی ہی از بیٹر دین یو, بٹ آئی بینگ میسنجر آف اللہ ڈز ناٹ کیٹیگوریکلی سے ٹو ٹیچ اس that you should not make judgment about others. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that do not say about someone he is good, he is pious, say that in my opinion, to my knowledge, that person is good, to my knowledge, that person is such a such. Because when you say categorically that person is pious, that person is righteous, that person is bad or anything, then you are really saying that in Allah's knowledge he is like that, and maybe he is not. It's quite possible that in Allah's knowledge he might be a great pious person, wali of the time. In your knowledge, maybe you have seen few things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Bani Israel a prostitute was forgiven by giving water to a dog. Now then people looked at her, they could never imagine she is forgiven and women of paradise. So they'll always be looking down on her and belittling her. Lekin Islam to ye batata hai, the Sufiyai Kiram and the Awliya Allah, that until you should work and tazkiya nafs, purification of the soul. One of the signs, first sign that one has, you can say, one is in pursuit of the, you know, goal of tazkiya nafs, one of the first signs which appears, there are many signs. Pehla sign ye hota hai uska, ki wo sari makhlooq se, all creation, all Muslim, he sees honestly in his own eyes, he sees himself lower and more, you can say lower than all other Muslims than creation. Ye tazkiya nafs ka, when there is completely, you can say, cleansing of all the nafs is purified, purification jab ho jati hai nafs ki, then there is no such thing left that I am this, I finishes the end. That is the beginning of tazkiya nafs, ab shuru ho gaya uska tazkiya nafs. All other effort is done to reach this primary stage. So jisko ye nahi hasil hua, no one needs to tell that you know yourself. Is there anyone who you still consider that you are better than that person? So now you should understand the lesson from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ke khud to be strict on your own self, on your own nafs. You can also discipline your students, your disciples, your sons and daughters and other subordinates. But as a general rule, you cannot, any person you don't know in the general public, this way should not be adopted. This will create more, you can say, disruption and more harm than benefit. Because why? Simple reason. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ask a person, why have you not acted upon that mustahab? Although Allah can ask anything to a person, but mustahab means that on the day of judgment, he will not be asked about that. So then Allah will not ask. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to ask. Then who is me and you that we have actually got this courage? That person. So this is a fiqh ka masla hai. This is a matter of fiqh. This is not a matter of tasawwuf or matter of, you can say, spirituality. To do amar bil maruf and nahi anil munkar, you should have the necessary knowledge of fiqh, like to say namaz. There is a spiritual side and there is fiqh side. Fiqh side is wudu, faraid of wudu, sajda sahwa, and the faraid of namaz, the wajibat of salah. This is fiqh side. And spiritual side, spiritual dimension as well, there is. That is separate. So, this is the Amr bin Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar, preaching good and stopping people from doing evil. There is also a side of fiqh and there is also a side of, you can say, a purification, spiritual side. So, intention to have this is to do with spiritual side, intention. And the methodology and the message is the fiqh side. Another important method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when he addressed a problem and enjoined good or forbids evil or stop someone, and there are two parties involved, then it is very, very, you can say, important, utmost important, that you should know that you do not give the blame only to one person, one side. Because then the person who has shared his blame, when he will see himself being oppressed, he will turn against you as well and reject your judgment as well. And it will, you can say, eliminate the respect or any respect which he holds for you. So he will not give heed to your decision or what you say. Many times it happens, disputes mainly happen between two people. And most of the time, the blameworthy are both of them. One can be more blameworthy than the other. The hadith related Abdullah bin another Abdul Rahman bin Auf complained about Hazrat Khalid bin Walid to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf complained, any complaint he did about Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he had done something to him. So he put a complaint in about Khalid bin Walid. So isse ye pata chalta hai ki ghibat ye nahi hoti, mashwara lena ho, complaining to the mufti or to ask a masla, you can mention the person, so he does not come under the jurisdiction of a ghibat to ask a masla from someone. Mufti, then a person can mention things. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not upset any of those who were present at Badr." تو خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ دے رہے تو پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیٹ ڈو ناٹ اپسیٹ دوز ہو ور پریزنٹ ایٹ بدر فار ایون اف یو ور ٹو اسپینڈ گولڈ ایکول ٹو دا اینی آف دوز ہو ور پریزنٹ ایٹ بدر احد یور ڈیڈ وڈ ناٹ ایکول دیئرز سو ٹو تھنگز پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرسٹلی ڈو ناٹ اپسیٹ دوز ہو ور پریزنٹ ایٹ بدر And secondly, for even if you were to spend gold equal to the size of Uhud mountain, big mountain, your deed would not equal theirs. I'm making very important what I mentioned. The one companion, the other is a companion as well. Sirf fark ye hai ki the Khalid bin Walid was not present at the time of Badr. And Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf is was present at the time of Badr. Then Hazrat Khalid bin Walid رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ became Muslim. When a person enters Islam, his old sins are forgiven. وہ تو مغفور تھے بخشے تھے and he was forgiven completely. سارے ان کے گناہ معاف ہو گئے. Now he was a companion as well after that. But still رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is saying, خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ تعالیٰ my companion that you cannot be equal to a person my companion who took part in Badr was present at Badr that if you would have spent a gold equal to the mountain of Uhud your deeds would not equal this اب دیکھ رہے this is to be said to one companion of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم about another companion so very important lesson For those people who find fault in the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who themselves are not companions at all, and they think that companion did that mistake, usse ye ho gaya, usne ye kar diya, that person did this, and that person did that. Like some of the sects of Shia, they blame companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also some people from Ahl Sunnah, they also criticize in some sense. لیکن اب خالد بن ولید نیئرلی اونلی کمپلین ہی ڈیڈ ناٹ سے اینی تھنگ دیٹ از وائی سم آف دی علماء سکالرز ہیو ڈسپیوٹ ود مولانا مدودی رحمت اللہ علیہ گریٹ سکالر دیٹ ہی ڈیڈ ناٹ مینشن اینی تھنگ نیو ان دی یو کین سے اباؤٹ کمپانیئن بٹ ہی نریٹڈ دی ہسٹری اینڈ دین کمینٹڈ آن دیٹ ہسٹری And he commented that this companion did this and this companion did not do this. So the ulama, some of the ulama, they said that this is, although historically you can say this, but by the standard of religion, you cannot say this. The same thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. In this verse, we never say that the Rahman bin Auf, he's complaining, his complaint might be right. Now he's not speaking a lie in Allah. But look what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. That those who were present at Badr do not upset them. And when a person will speak ill about a companion, he will upset them. And if there is so much difference between a companion who did not take part in Badr and who took part in Badr, how much difference will be between me and the companion, between you and the companion, any companion of Rasulullah? Your complaint or your historical fact will completely be ignored, like Rasulullah said. You cannot compare yourself to them, even though you spend a mountain of Uhud in their way. Unke amal hi itne hain, unka darja hi itna hai. Plus, when the Quran had mentioned that they are forgiven people who have done bad under the tree, Ba'athir Rizwan, and also of Muhajireen and Quran has prayed. When Quran has given decision that they are people of paradise, companion, then it doesn't matter what any history or whatever any historian say. Let aside history, a companion is coming with an objection to another companion of Battle of Badr. دیکھیں نا کتاب پڑھنے کی تو بات ہی دور ہے کتاب کو چھوڑیں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم زندگی میں یہ واقعہ پیش آ رہا ہے کہ ون کمپانین is complaining about the other companion. So what wrongly complains Kara, he's not complaining wrongly. But Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that do not upset any of those who have done that for them. Badar to do that. And people who criticize companions, who criticize companions, mostly they criticize people who are at the Tajna of Badr. Dusru ko kam karte hain. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Ali al-Murtada رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, and this Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Hazrat Talha, Hazrat Zubair, jo Ashra Mubashra mein. And mostly shaitan put in their mind and they are criticizing these people. And imagine what Prophet would have said to us if we say anything ill about companion. If he is admonishing another companion who is also Ashra Mubashra, Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf is one of the 10 companions who got the news of paradise in this world, so that he is a person of paradise. As Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is admonishing him to not to say anything. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. اور آپ عبد الرحمٰن بن عوف کے لیے اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بہت ساری دعائیں مانگی. تو جو لوگ پھر کبھی اعتراض آئے تو ہسٹری فرگیٹ اباؤٹ ہسٹری, ہسٹری مائٹ بی رائٹ, آئی ناٹ سے مائٹ بی رانگ, آئی ڈو ناٹ ہیو کنسرن ود, آئی ایم سیئنگ وین ایون ٹروتھ از مینشنڈ فور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, پراپر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایٹیٹیوڈ از ڈو ناٹ اسپیک ایل اباؤٹ مائی کمپنی. جب آپ اور تمہیں نظر بھی آئی کچھ تو میرے صحابہ کے بارے میں کوئی بری بات نہ کرو. They are forgiven. And a person who is criticizing them, he has no guarantee he is going to hell or paradise. And who is he criticizing on? People who are guaranteed paradise. Isliye Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah said, because most people criticize Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Mafia radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well, because he lived in such a time and there were great fitnas at that time. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani is from the lineage of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain. Hussaini bhi hain, Hassani bhi hain. From one lineage, from father, he is a Sayyid. Wo bhi Sayyid hain, from his mother, he is also Sayyid. Living in Baghdad. So, kisi ne hazard pucha, one person said to that, what to say, what do you think about Hazrat Amir Mawiya and your close father, Hazrat Ali, who participated in a war? تو حضرت امیر معاویہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے فرمایا, حضرت شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ سیٹ دیٹ اف آئی دس پرسن عبد القادر از سٹنگ آن دا سائڈ آف اے روڈ اینڈ اف دی ہورس آف حضرت امیر معاویہ ماؤنٹنگ آن اے ہورس پاسز دیٹ روڈ دیٹ پاتھ اینڈ دا ڈسٹ آف ہز ہورس فالز آن می, I consider myself that I will be forgiven because of that death. That's what I consider about the Amir Mawiya. Because wo Allah ke Rasool ke sahabi hain, unke darja ko to banda koi andaaza laga nahi sakta. So never compare. That Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that this is the one of the sign of day of judgment, that the last of my ummah, some people in the last days of my ummah will criticize the first one. This is mentioned in the hadith as a sign of day of judgment. Ye qiyamat ki nishaniyon mein bayan ki gayi hai ki is aakhir ke ummat mein jo log honge wo pehle ko bura bala rahe hain. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid that do not upset the people present at Badr, for even if you were to spend gold equal to size of Uhud, your deeds would not be equal to them. And in Bukhari Sharif, ki hadith aati hai, Bukhari Sharif mein, ki aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, ya Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that Allah, maybe Allah looked at the people of someone else, objected on someone from Badr, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that maybe Allah looked at the people who have felt at Badr and said, do whatever you want from today, I have forgiven you. آج کے بعد جو کچھ دل ہے کرو تو میں نے معاف کر دیا. اللہ کا فضل ہے, واز ویری اسٹرکٹ اینڈ ہی سیڈ ٹو ون آف دی کمپینین ہو انیشیٹڈ صلاۃ الاوابین بالجماعہ, جیسے آپ مغرب کی نماز پڑھ کے آئے ہیں, and there is Salat al-Abbabi, سم نوافل فور سکس ٹویلو ٹوینٹی. تو ون کمپانین ہی آن ہز گڈ انٹینشن ہی سیٹ ٹو ادر کمپانین آفٹر مغرب سلا شیل وی ناٹ ریڈ سلاۃ الاوابین ٹوگیدر ان جماعت. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ آفٹر لیفٹ آفٹر فرائض آفٹر فرائض ہز ہوم as soon as he reached his home, well, the walls of the city were not very big, the houses were not very big, the mosque walls were not very high. He saw a jamaat again standing in the mosque after Maghrib. So he thought, why they are standing? Jamaat kyun ho rahi? Why jamaat is standing again? He went there and he saw one of the companions who said, but let's, because we, some of us, we offer Salat al-Awwabin, let's do it with Jama'ah. Now the thing is that, principle is that any worship which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given form to, one cannot change. Ab then, masalan, namaz hai, Prophet has prescribed a form to it. Jama'at hai, Prophet has prescribed a form to it. تو اس کی فارم وہی رہے گی, کوئی نئی فارم بنائے گا تو وہ کیا بن جائے گی, بدعت. اینڈ سم تھنگز وچ ہیو ناٹ بین گیون فارم, جیسے ذکر ہے مثلا, کوئی چلتا ہوا کر رہا ہے, کوئی بیٹھ کے کر رہا ہے, کوئی بلند آواز سے کر رہا ہے, کوئی آہستہ کر رہا ہے, دیر از نو پرٹیکولر فارم ان شریعہ ذکر. وہ جس طرح کوئی کرے جائز ہے, انلیس وہ ڈسٹرب کر رہا ہے غوروں کو, انلیس ہی ڈسٹربنگ اینی ادر پیپل. Remember, this is the principle of Sharia. Any ibadat which Sharia has given a particular form, wo usi tarah hogi. But any ibadat which Sharia has not given form, that can be done. Ab jaise for example jihad, koi form nahi hai. It is act of worship, jihad, lekin iski form Sharia ne muqarrar nahi ki. The techniques, the weapons of the day, you should use. Not saying that Rasulullah sallam used sword, I will also use sword. So that person will be considered, he is still saying truth, but it is not to be applied. One is. کیونکہ اس کی فارم شریعت نے مقرر نہیں کی. اسی طرح جو ہم ذکر کرتے ہیں, تو ذکر کی فارم شریعت نے مقرر نہیں کی. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے never said a particular way, and that is how the ذکر will be done until day of judgment. Yes, نماز is ذکر, فرض ذکر ہے نا, فرض ذکر. And there the form of it has been fasting, form of it, حج, form of it has been given. No one must say. اب صلاۃ الاوابین ہے, صلاۃ التراویح ہے, it has to be, it can, it's offered in jama'ah. تو صلاۃ الاوابین is a salah, is a nafli salah, special status. But this companion was leading the prayer and the others were following. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ came back to the mosque and he did not care about anything that these people are praying, namaz or what doing. He straightforwardly went and grabbed the person who was leading prayer from his neck in the prayer. آپ نے فرمایا, حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ said, that if I, and when he saw him, then he said, if I had not seen you in Battle of Badr, جنگ بدر والوں میں, حضرت عمر was himself there, they had forgiven people. اگر میں نہ دیکھتا ہوں ادھر, تمہیں بدر میں نہ دیکھتا ہوتا, so I would have you cut into pieces and your flesh put in front of God. That you are acting, initiating such an act after Faraz Namaz, which is resembling Faraz Namaz, and people were confused that this is a sixth prayer now coming in Islam. So that was the attitude, or you can say, of Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ and steadfastness on deen of Prophet. That's why everything was in very well order in his, you can say, period of Khilafah. کیونکہ آپ دین کے بارے میں بڑے قائم اور سخت تھے. So when Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said this, حضرت خالد بن ولید replied, he said, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he insulted me first and I responded. تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ جنگ بدر میں جو شامل ہے ان کا بہت بڑا درجہ ہے. حضرت خالد بن ولید نے فرمایا کہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم آئی ڈیڈ ناٹ سی اینی تھنگ ٹو ہم بٹ ہی سیڈ ٹو می انسلٹڈ می اور سیڈ سم تھنگ ٹو می فرسٹ اینڈ آئی اونلی ریسپونڈیڈ ٹو ہم دین ناؤ دا بلیم واز آن بوتھ وزن فرسٹلی حضرت عبد الرحمان بن عوف کمپلین ناؤ وین خالد بن ولید ہیز ناؤ دا بلیم ایٹ لیسٹ شیئر. Then Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, did not say to Hazrat Abdul Rahman, because you are forgiven person already, so you do whatever you want. Khalid, you are wrong all the time. No. Then Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, do not accept Khalid. Khalid کو دکھ نہ دو. Khalid will believe, for he is one of the swords of Allah sent against the kuffar. عبد الرحمان بن عوف خالد کو بھی دکھ نہ دو, یہ اللہ کی تلواروں میں سے ایک تلوار ہے جو اللہ پاک نے کافروں کے لیے بھیجی ہے. تو آپ نے دیکھیے ہاؤ پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیپٹ دیئر اون اسٹیٹس اینڈ آلسو کنویڈ دا اسٹیٹس آف ایچ آف دیم, بٹ ہی آلسو پرفیکٹ جسٹس جس کو کہتے ہیں کہ آلسو کاؤنسل حضرت خالد بن ولید اینڈ آلسو مینشن حضرت عبد الرحمان بن عوف کہ بھائی خالد بنو اینڈ دین ایوری تھنگ. Another important part of it is when a person, you have heard something is someone is doing wrong, you see your son or daughter or anyone doing wrong and you admonish them and you come to know that one person has wronged the other, ek ne dusre par zyadti kar di, then considering the situation, if that person has violated the right of others, he should be asked to ask forgiveness from the other person. Ye sufficient nahi hai ki sun lena, just to hear what has been wrong and say, and then be quiet and say, okay, everything is well. Because that person whose right has been violated, if he does not forgive, that person still becomes sinful. So when you hear someone saying it's a social matter or whatever matter it is, and one has wronged the other, then it is necessary this for that person to be asked to forgive that person who have wronged him. یعنی جس نے غلطی کی ہے اس کی غلطی ثابت ہو جائے اس کو کہنا کہ معافی مانگو آپ دوسرے سے, کہ this will help to eliminate the traces of hurt and hatred or if any hatred exists there because of the ill behavior he has been treated. Hazrat Anas bin Malik, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said the Arabs used to serve one another when they were traveling. I'm quoting you these examples so that whatever I'm saying is backed up and you remember these hadith. So when time comes, you at least know that you are acting upon one of the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnat par amal kar rahe hain. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, the Arabs used to serve one another when they were traveling. جب لوگ قافلے میں سفر کرتے تھے میں نے ٹریول دے یوز سر دی چدر دی ہیڈ سلیو ایٹسٹرا. ونس حضرت سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق اور سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ہیڈ اے مین وتھ دیم ہو واز سرونگ دیم, ان کا ایک غلام تھا اینڈ ہی واز سرونگ دیم ان دی ہی شوڈ ہیو بین لوکنگ آفٹر دیم ان دی جرنی, دے آر ایوری تھنگ پریپیئرنگ فوڈ ایٹسٹرا ایٹسٹرا, وہ ان کا خادم تھا, ان کی ڈیوٹی تھی کہ ان کی لک آفٹر کرنا. دے ور ٹریولنگ ٹوگیدر حضرت ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ عنہ اینڈ دے ور بی یو کین سے, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا کہ زمین پر یہ میرے دو وزیر ہیں حضرت ابوبکر اور حضرت عمر, دے ہیو اسپیشل ورچو کہ بھائی پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, I have two ministers in the heaven and two ministers in on the earth. Two ministers in the heaven, Sayyidina Jibreel and Sayyidina Mikael. And two ministers, mere wazir hain, on the earth, and that is Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar. So beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if anyone is doubt, and they loved Rasulullah so much, he should go and see today in Medina, they are still lying with Rasulullah. Such friends that who lived with him and who died in his city and who were buried with him. And on the day of judgment, it is said that Rasulullah will get up. One of his hands will be in the hand of Hazrat Abu Bakr, and one of his hands will be in the hand of Hazrat Umar. So, is there Abu Bakr? Because first Rasulullah stood up, then those people. Imagine about the status and about the, you can say, honor which these people are. Jab dusre log pareshan ho gaye, when everyone, but they are, as they will get up with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again. So, ye safar mein the. They had a man who was serving them. When they went to sleep, they fell asleep and woke up, and he had not prepared any food for them. So the khadim ka, he did not perform his duty. He had not prepared food. He was, let's say, he so gaya, or he was sightseeing, or yaad nahi raha, usne kar diya. He did not prepare the food on time. He was still sleeping. Now, look, the master is woken up, hota hai is tarah, and the servant is sleeping. One person came, new Muslim the wo, naye Musliman hue the. And when, as a person becomes a new, you can enter Islam newly, he takes everything literally and everything is new to that person. When the time of tahajjud came after midnight, the other Muslims who brought him into Islam, wo to so rahe the, and he said that you have told me that Allah Jalla Majduhu comes unto the first heaven in this part of the night. And this is strange that the servants and the slaves are sleeping and the master is calling them. And the master is awake. Allah to jaag rahe hain, wo aapko bula rahe hain, koi maghfirat mangne aaya hai, main uski maghfirat karunga. Is there anyone outside? And the last part of every night. And the slave is sleeping with his legs puri tarah jo hai wo hila ke soya hua hai. To wo new Muslim ne kaha ye. To yahan the master Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar, they woke up to just to, that their food will be ready and they will carry on with the journey, and the master is sleeping. Sometimes it happens. Hamare ek buzurg hai Hazrat Maulana Hakim Ahmad Akhtar Ramal Prabhasan, a saintly person, well, you correctly may have been. He once came here to Bolton, Dewsbury. So, what was the Dharbal Chorki Khidmat Kamea Deen to see the disciples, etc., and was a very blessed person. Once what happened, that it was their habit, so this Muslim's habit was they don't stay in anyone's house. Wo kisi ghar mein nahi thehrte. They always stay in the masjid mein kisi kamre mein rehte. Abhi bhi wo zinda hai, they are alive. When I went to Cracky, I stayed with them for some time. One morning or in the during the day, I think, those people who were supposed to serve him, the Hazrat Maulana Akhtar after Saab is sitting, and people who were supposed to serve him, they did not come for breakfast, they did not bring anything. Wo ghar mein soye parathe le rahe hain aur wo masjid mein baithe hain, people are saying. To wo phir naraaz ho gaye unse. He became upset with them for their discipline and for being. Unka main apne bacche, I have left my family, my kids, my children, my whole, my business, etc. For you, main yahan baitha hoon aur tumhe koi khayal hi nahi hai. So he left them and he came to another city. And then I saw these other scholars and who lived there. They came very humbly and with very respect, with very humble humility, and cried and wept and asked forgiveness from him that come back, we will not do it again. So, bande ko khayal karna chahiye. Person should think, respect parents and others, that if they need serving anything, that person should not be negligent. So, wo so gaye. One of them, Hazrat Abu Bakr or Hazrat Umar said to the other, that this man sleeps too much. Ye to both sote hain. So, bhai, yani, say, I have slept, overslept. They woke him up and said, unko jagaya, unko kaha, jago, and go to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tell him that Abu Bakr and Umar send their salam to you and ask him for some food. Because usne to prepare nahi kiya tha, he told that we are Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is food. Usne kaha jao aap khana lao, kyunki banaya to hai nahi tumne, you have not prepared, now get it from this. You can say, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and give my our salam to, and say that Abu Bakr and Umar are asking for some food. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Send my salam to them, say my salam to them, and tell them that they have already eaten." Jab wo ghulam ne ye kaha, when the slave said this, they got worried. So they came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have not eaten anything. We went to we sent a messenger, or we sent our servant, and he has said that you have said that we have eaten and we already eaten. What have we eaten? Humne to khaya hai." He said, "The flesh of your brother by the one in whose hand is my soul." Khuda ki qasam, kiske haath mein meri jaan hai, us zaat ki qasam. "I can see his flesh between your teeth. I can see his flesh between your teeth." Meaning the flesh of the one about whom they have had backbitten. They have at least spoken. Ab dekhiye unhone kya kaha? Unhone kya farmaya tha? What does the Tawbah say? This man, wo unka qadim hai, galti bhi uski hai. He have not prepared food, etc. But because you are sleeping, a sleeping man is like absent man. Ghibat kehte hain kisi ki ghair maujoodgi mein. That if something is said in his absence, if he dislikes to say that thing in his absence, if he was present, he would have disliked. This is a ghibat. To wo kyunki soya hua tha, and if he had been, if these comments have been made while he was awake, he might have disliked. But ye bahut chhota hai. Ab dekhiye, ye koi itni badi baat nahi hai. But for our standard, it is not. But in the alam-e-kash, in the akhirat, because Nabi jo hota hai, the Rasool, and for him actually there is a special vision. He could see the effect of the sin. Angels ko bhi nazar aate hai, the angels run away, then person tells lie, person does riba, they actually run away. Unko, they have this, it's a different world completely, where different things are going on. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that you have already eaten and I can see the flesh of your brother in your teeth. Still. Ab dekhe, Prophet sallallahu alaihi sitting in his own place, but by looking at them, he could see the effect. So no wonder how we look in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mara kya? Like I look now, or you look, in Allah's sight, we do not look like this. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna Allah la yanziru ila suwarikum." Allah does not look at your forms. Surtu ko nahi dekhte Allah Baba. Nahi dolat ko dekhte. You are a real person. Angels are seeing how you look. Then they said, they both of them said, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar said, "Ask forgiveness for us, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask forgiveness for us." Immediately they admitted that their mistake. Ye bhi bahut badi khubi hoti hai to admit. And to a person who makes excuses, far fetched excuses, ye ho gaya tha, wo ho gaya tha, khana nahi banaya tha isne. When a person begins to make excuse, they say that, understand, he is never going to change at the moment. Jo banda excuse banana shuru karta hai, trying to justify what he has done wrong. You should understand that this person at the moment is better just leave him. He is not to be admonished, he will not understand, he will not be corrected or reformed. Jo banda galti maan jaye, a person who accepts immediately, there is very good fair chance for his reformation. Now I have quoted again and again to you, ki bhai shaitan ne jo hai, wo Allah Pak ke samne excuse banaya. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam also ate the fruit, but he did not make any excuse. Inna fi ghalti mani rabbana azlamna anfusana. So everything was. So if you are a student or your son or daughter, etc., when your parents say, when your teacher say, when your elders say, you have committed a mistake, and you know you have committed a mistake, no matter how, you should completely admit, because
the admittance after the confession and admittance of the mistake, they will find a way out for you from there.
اور دیکھنا جو بندہ جس نے راہ گم کر دیا ہے, a person who is lost in the way, گمراہ ہو گیا, a person who has lost his way, who has lost his way completely where he is going. And the other person says, brother, I think you are, you said you were going to London, but یہ تو Scotland جاتا ہے راستہ, this is not right. وہ کہتا نہیں نہیں یہ لندن جاتا ہے, this goes to London, تو آپ کو کیا پتا ہے, I know I am from 5 years I am driving and this and that. اب کیا چانس ہے for this person to be put on the right path? But people who go to even unknown territories, towns, but they are admitting first hand in themselves, we don't know. So they are asking everyone, gentle, excuse me, I don't know where I am from. There is a way out for them. Unko koi bhi bata dega, bachcha bata dega, and they will reach their destination. So admittance is, in other words, opening a way out for you. Wo ek rasta aapko de raha hai. انہوں نے ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا کہا, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی فتلقى آدم من ربہ کلمات فتاب علیہ, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی انسپائرڈ ورڈز انٹو دیم, جو ہے دیم دے ریپینٹڈ فرام اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی, انہوں نے اللہ سے توبہ کی, رجوع کیا اللہ پاک کی طرف, اللہ پاک نے کلمات ان کو القا کی, انسپائرڈ ورڈ وچ دے کین آسک فورگیونس when they repented, when they admitted. So similarly in the religious sense as well, if a person does not admit his mistakes and he says, I am right all the time, this happened, that happened, this ho gaya tha, wo ho gaya tha, he seduced me, shaitan seduced me, this my friend, he has no chance really. At the moment, maybe in future he changes his attitude. Thus, soon as a person completely puts his hands up to be mavelled, then a way can be found for that person. So that person is doing no good to himself, not by not admitting and justifying. جب انہوں نے admit کر لیا, حضرت ابوبکر and حضرت عمر, they admitted, yes, we had done this mistake. They asked forgiveness for us, Ya Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, let him ask forgiveness for you. کیونکہ غیبت اس کی ہے. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گویا فرمایا, okay, let him ask forgiveness for you. Then Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم opened a way, because if, now Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is saying that, because you have violated his right, اب میں آپ کے لیے مغفرت مانگوں, I can ask Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ, but until this person forgive, he should forgive, ask forgiveness for you, he should forgive you, and he should ask forgiveness from Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ, from Allah. So there is Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم taught them a way out, a door out for them. دروازہ بتا دیا, now forever and ever finished that matter. اب یہاں اس کمرے میں ہے, that is the door, and one person is bumping into this wall and that wall. اب وہ کہتے ہیں دروازہ ادھر ہے, وہ کہتے ہیں نہیں نہیں ادھر ہے, he will carry on bumping his head, وہ انجر ہو جائے گا. But if he says I don't know, then any person will say ہاں ادھر جاؤ. That's how a moment's attitude should be, believer's attitude should be, always in search of, because most of our knowledge, or you can say mind, are completely ignorant of knowledge, so we should be in search of knowledge, maybe anyone can enlighten. Sometimes a sinful person, which you consider sinful, says something which lights your mind, which illuminates your mind. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.